The next one is the personal factors. The life cycle that you are into, the occupation that you are into, the economic circumstances, ability that you are into, the lifestyle that you are into, and your personality. You decide, right? There's a personal factor. Accordingly, you decide what you need to buy. Let's look at one by one. What's the life cycle? Let me give some example. Today, you know, all children, if you look at, they are exposed to the television. School-going children have started influencing a huge influence on buying decision. They see some advertisement on the television. Tell mama, this is what I want to buy. Oh, get me this biscuit. I want this chocolate. You know, I want this toy. And what are marketeers doing? Because marketeers are understanding that these children are a great influencer to buy. And therefore, they are targeting them in their advertisement. Look at all those advertisements which shows children in the ad. It could be a boost, right? You see, it could be anything for that matter. Look at them, you know, and you will get them. The occupation that you come from. For an example, a managing director of the company would obviously want to have expensive suits. He probably would like to fly business class. He probably would like to have a different cottage or a different room. A worker would prefer an economic dress, whereas you could be a train travel. So depending on the occupation that you come from, you decide. You know, businessmen probably may look at it in a different way than a salaried person. Possible, right? The occupation. The economic circumstances. The Indian middle class has grown its prosperity and consumption. The TV, refrigerator, washing machine, ready-made garment, jewelry. If you look at it today, the purchasing income has gone up and the purchasing power therefore has gone up. And people have the ability. Yes, because you have more salaries, but they also have the willingness to spend on recreational items, on good items, and quality most of the time has taken over quantity. And therefore, if you look at people use good products, good services. You will see good hotels full on Saturday, Sunday. And I'm not talking about youngsters, you know, only. Right, so you have economic circumstances changing, very important, and with that is a lifestyle. A person may reside in a high-income good flat. He may have costly furniture, great decorations, you know, which he has probably done through an interior decorator in his flat. He buys clothing from the best brand available. His hobby may be playing billiards or probably, you know, playing golf. Right? So he would probably have to stay in five-star hotel. If you want to go for a dinner or a lunch, you know, with his wife or someone, he would prefer to go to a five-star hotel, you know. And probably pay money because he wants, that's the lifestyle that he has. And that's the way he performs. And that's how he likes, you know. He feels, wow, I have earned it, you know. That's what he wants to spend, you know. That's a lifestyle. So that's how he buys, you know. And therefore, you know, personality also is very closely related to the lifestyle. A rural youth may buy tea and namkeen, and youth and urban youth probably may go and buy a popcorn and maybe a soft drinks, you know. That's what he need to buy. So personality are self-concepts, roles, and the level of consciousness that we have. So personal factors therefore are very important when it comes to your decision of what you think and you need to buy. So that's very important, you know. The next one is a psychological factor. What is that? The motivation to buy. The perception that you have about the product or the service. The learning that you got and the belief system that in which you are. Let's look at it, small example. If you look at motivation, human being is motivated by needs. So when these needs are backed by purchasing power, you have the money to buy, it becomes a want. Because this is what I don't need, I want. Because I have the money and I have the willingness and therefore I would like to buy. So buyer behavior hence is stimulated by the motivation to buy. I want, I'm motivated, I'm going to buy a BMW, you know. So the motivation to buy, you know, it's influenced, you know, and you have the money. Pehle motivation hai, paisa nahi hai, you can't buy. Willingness is there. Afterward, you have achieved something. You have the money. You have the money. You have the ability, and you already have the willingness. So you go and buy. So motivation to buy. Perception, the way we look at things, consumer perception. I feel, wow, this is good. It's very good. Even today, many consumers prefer to basically bank with a nationalized bank because they feel kuch problem hai to national bank is safe. And you know, insurances, you know, most of them want to buy from NLIC because it's a government bank. Today also, if you look at, you know, it's a perception, you know, I sometimes would prefer not to do an online transaction or transfer money online or buy products online. Because if I want to buy a suit or I want to buy a shoe, let's say, I would like to wear that, walk, see whether it's comfortable, and then probably buy. But if you look at you youngsters, I'm sure you buy shoes, you buy clothing, you buy everything, you know, online. And you know, I see some people, sometimes I used to feel no, because you know, they know ki UK size kitna hai, US size kitna hai. So you're all aware. Your perception, my perception is, wow, how can I buy something without trying it? Because that's the way I have been brought up. But if you look at you, younger generation, wow, you know, you don't want to move ahead. We want to have health. So what we used to do, we used to go out and we used to play football and we used to play cricket and we used to play basketball and we used to do this. I see my son playing football and I see him playing basketball and I see him playing cricket, but all on a Sony PlayStation 4. See, you must sit down, you know. And in order to therefore be fit, you spend money and go to the gym. And you know, you go to the gym and you go to a higher gym depending on the class. And you pay higher money, you pay a higher package, you know. You pay, probably go. You may half the time don't go. But you feel, wow, I go to the gym. Yeah, I'm good. I have the money, I have the lifestyle, personality. It's very important, you know. Then what is the learning? Learning is when you look at a product, the marketer demonstrated that product and is a very effective way to convince the consumer, you know. Come here. And, you know, when we have our professional meets, people come. And they come, some people come as guests and they look at it and they say, wow, this kind of people, CEOs, you know, vice president, GMs, even young guys who are so motivated, they want to do something in their life. They want to get up and provide it, you know, get themselves up professionally, get themselves up personally, and they feel wow, wow, and wow, you know. So now they see, wow, the people who came as guests, and they say, wow, oh, this looks good. Oh, this guy talks, this guy's not great, you know. And you know what happens is he got demonstration of what we are doing. And therefore he feel like, you know, why don't I go and become a member with CTAPN. So he comes and becomes a member. What is learning? So a product demonstration is a very important part. You see, I see some classes of IIT and this. I say, you come, attend a lecture, see whole day, look at us, how we are teaching normally. And if you feel good, why don't? So, you know, you get, you demonstrated, and therefore now you think that, wow, this is good, you know. Because this demonstration is not done to show him. This is done because it's a part of normal affair. It's not there only to show it. So there's a lot of inculcation which is there. And therefore sets in the belief. Oh, this is good. I believe this is good, you know. Many, many health conscious people believe that cola drinks are harmful and probably they would prefer milk products, lime juice, coconut water, even mineral water, but I don't want. Health conscious. They believe. I'm not saying that's wrong or I'm not saying that's right. I'm just giving an example. Some beliefs are right. Some beliefs may not be right sometimes. But yet there are beliefs, and the way they believe, they will act. Is it not? Let's look at therefore the basic model of consumer decision making. Very simple. There are inputs which comes to you. There are inputs which comes to you. What are the inputs? What are the inputs that you get? The marketing company, the organization marketing their products, is giving you product, price, place, promotion, marketing mix. I just spoke about in the last chapter, marketing mix. The inputs that you get means you see the product, you know the price, the company is promoting, input aa raha hai aap mein. Aur input kya aa raha hai? Kaise aapko affect kar raha hai? The culture that you come from, the social status that you come from, the reference groups that you are there, your family is influencing you, your family, the social class, ye sab aapko apne mein hai, aap mein aa raha hai, ye aapka input hai. जब आप इनपुट देते हैं तो इनपुट जो है आपके आ गया. व्हाट इज द प्रोसेस दैट इज गोइंग विद इन यू? साइकोलॉजिकल, द मोटिवेशन टू बाय इंटरनल है, ये प्रोसेस हो रहा है. द परसेप्शन दैट यू हैव अबाउट द प्रोडक्ट, द सर्विस, द ब्रांड, द कंपनी, द लर्निंग इन केस यू हैड एनी, द बिलीव, द एटीट्यूड दैट यू हैव अबाउट द प्रोडक्ट और सर्विस. And therefore, what is happening is that internally you go about deciding how do you go and buy. That is the consumer decision making process. I will talk to you after this. Very simple. The process which is going on in yours, in things. This is what is happening. And moment this is there, then you have an output. What is output? You see, purchase decision. You go and buy. When you go and buy, you buy the product and then you start using the product. When you start using the product, what happens is you bought the product with certain expectation. In case you are getting what you wanted, you are happy, satisfied. When you get more than what you expected, you say, wow, you are delighted, you know, lajawab hai, you are delighted, you know. And once you are delighted, what do? You go back and tell other people, wow, this product is good, this service is good, why don't you go and see this, dear? Right? So what happens is, then your choice of product, the brand, the dealer, where you want to buy from, what is the time that you want to buy from, what is the amount that you want to buy from. Now all this is basically the output that you get. This is the basic model of consumer decision making. And whenever you are going to buy a product, you will always see there are certain things which comes in. For an example, an initiator. Who is the initiator? Let me give an example of yourself. When you bought and enrolled for this great course that we are running in PGDM DLP, what is it? Somebody may have initiated you. Could be you would have seen someone and said, oh wow, you know, he's a management guy, I also want to do a management course. So somebody would have initiated you. It could be within you also. You yourself would have been initiated, or it could be somebody else. It could be a family. It could be a friend. It could be a colleague. It could be a boss. It could be a subordinate. It could be a relative, right? Who is basically initiating you? Who are the first who suggest the idea of purchasing? Come on, this is good. Why don't you try this? And then, suppose for an example, if your brother would have initiated and said, why don't you look at it? This is good. Why don't you go and improve, increase your qualification? You're working, I understand at this point in time, you cannot do a full-time course, you can't go. Why don't you do this? This is great, you know. It's a great, great process. So, you got initiated. And then probably your father said, come on, go ahead, do it, you're good. So he influenced you. Mother influenced you. Then you decided, shall I do? Then you say, okay, I will do. So you came probably and subscribed, bought. Now you are using the service. And as you are using the service, when you came in, you would probably have certain expectation. When you are using the service and you would say, wow, you got what you were looking at. You say, wow, satisfied, good. When you get more than what you are looking at, you will delighted. You say, wow, wow, and wow. Lajawab hai sahab. Kya baat hai sahab. Right? So what happens is that you see, so you are a user. Now sometimes a person buys a product, uses the product, and is not satisfied with the product, which is a post-purchase behavior. So before that, I'll understand. So the first thing is the need recognition that you have in a buying process. Now what is need recognition? Okay, since I gave this example and started off by example of you enrolling for this course, let me continue with this example. Need, when I ask people, why have you enrolled for this course or any course for that matter? At the end of the day, some people say, sir, I want knowledge, I want to do this, I want to be this. But ultimately, at the end of the day, everybody is looking at success. But dear, is it not that when you were more relatively younger, your parents would have told you many times, beta, if you want success, you need to have a good qualification. Please study, please study, please study. I'm sure. Every one of you looking to this video will agree with me. If you don't agree, I have no argument with you. That every parent would have told you, study if you want to be successful in life. Please do go ahead. But you know, that time probably that need did not come in us. We said, kya dad, jabhi bhi ghar pe aata hoon, chalu ho jate hain. Kya dad, you know. So you see, probably sometimes you may not be liking it also. Because success is your need, yes. You also wanted success, yes. But you did not recognize that need then, that if I study well and do a qualification, could be anyone better. I would be successful. So the need didn't come into you. When you bought this, there would be many people who are looking at this video here, who might be thinking for the last 2 years, karna hai, karna hai, karenge, ab time nahi hai, ab ye aa gaya, ab wo aa gaya. Is it not? Dear. So you recognize the need, but you didn't act. But only when you recognize the need and you said, wow, mujhe kuch karna hai. So the need got recognized. The moment your need got recognized, what you did? You went for an information search. To yaar, mujhe management course karna hai. Kya karna hai? So you went in probably, you know, maybe Googled, you know, maybe you knew someone. So you went in for an information search and lot of information you got. So for an example, you said, okay, I have a full-time course, I have a university course full-time, I have an autonomous course full-time, I have so many different specialization, I have a part-time course, I have a diploma, I have a degree, I have a certificate course of 6 months, I have a part-time, you know, when you come to the college and you come every weekdays, you come for a weekend. You have, you know, courses like ours, the greatest course here, which was embedded most of the good things into this and given for working executives, wherein you have got a video, you've got a VCF, you've got a PCP, you've got a book, either an e-book or a thing. You have got a midterm exam, you've got an end term exam. Oh wow, you've got a project. Yeah, you're going to do a project in the third as well as the fourth. And I'm sure, I think in the second semester also there's something, if I'm not mistaken. So what happens? You are getting full. So you feel, wow, let me get into this. So some people also had a need recognition. They also went for information. They got a lot of information. They evaluated, therefore, this alternative. Some people would have gone for full time. Some people would have got, नहीं अभी नहीं करेंगे बाद में देखेंगे. Some people would have said कि सर्टिफिकेट करके देख लेते अपने से जम रहा है या नहीं. Will I be able to do it? Some people बोलते हैं लाओ चलो कॉलेज में रोज जाएंगे एवरीडे काम पढ़ेंगे. You people all who are looking your thought that with all this environment in which you are, you thought this is the greatest one. So what you did, you came and purchased. Enrolled for the course, looking at all the alternatives, evaluated those alternatives, understood those alternatives, and then decided, and you took a purchase decision. Now you're using the product. In case what your expectation was, you're getting lower than your expectation, you may be dissatisfied, and then you may doubt the decision that you took. Why did I enroll? This is called as cognitive dissonance. Cognitive dissonance is, you know what, you doubt your purchase behavior after you have taken. On the other hand, you are satisfied. Most of us, you know, our people are greatly satisfied with what we are doing. Satisfied, you say, wow, you're happy. And some of you are delighted. You say, wow, because they take everything that they come for. We are doing a lot of value-added activities. After your first semester, you will be available. We'll be doing a lot of value-added activities here. Many workshops we are running here. You people come and you are able to do that. So value-added activities. And you say, wow, you're delighted. You say, beautiful, fantastic, you know. So delighted customer becomes a word of mouth. He goes and tells many other people that this is good, and therefore enrollment goes on. Now, a buying process therefore starts with, to summarize, need recognition, then you go for information search, then you evaluate alternatives, then you take a purchase decision, and when you are using the product, you do what is called as post-purchase behavior. I'm sure, dear, you are clear about it. I've explained you very well, right? Let's look at the next part of this chapter is role of the government. The consumer behavior regarding marketing decision is influenced by a variety of organization as well as internal as well as external environmental factors. In the last chapter only I spoke about macro, micro, internal factors. All those people who have not tuned in there, I would request you to look at that chapter. The government is therefore one of the most prominent one among this factor. See, we talked about political factors. Who is doing? Government is doing. Is it not? Right? Social cultural factors ke andar bhi, there may be some government decisions which comes up to take care of the social thing. For an example, they may say no cigarettes, you know. No alcohol. Right? Gutka banned in Maharashtra. Right? So we need to understand this. And consumers, and then government say, this is, if you are selling this, this is what you need to do. You are selling medicines, you need to be basically into approved by either an US FDA or your, you know, Food and Drug Administration. If you are having this product, you need to have an ISI mark, you need to have an ISO certification, you need to have an AGMA mark on your product, you need to probably. So what happens is a lot of legal, and therefore people go and brand, people go and, you know, what do you call, register the brand, they get legal protection for the brand, the quality, you know, and the guarantee of quality probably comes up, the perception of the consumer comes up when I say that I am an ISO 9000, you know, 1-2000 company, or I am an 18-8605, you know. So obviously they do that. Dear friends, there are a few theories, this is the last part we are getting into, of consumer behavior. Five different theories I am going to talk about. Easy. But understand, I'm making it easier for you. Let's look at the first one, which is economic theory. As the word suggests, economic man, rationalized man, Marshallian model is called as. Consumers here, you know, in this theory, they thought that consumers are rational in their decision making. And they said that most of the consumer therefore follow the law of marginal utility. Now see, I'm here going to use some technical words. See, if you are following me from the first chapter, I always use very simple English and want to explain you in simple ways. But this is one where I will be using some technical jargons. Please, very, very simple it is. Understand it. Dear, so the follow a law of marginal utility. Now what is it I've explained? Consumer evaluates the alternatives available as we have seen in the decision making process, and they choose which alternative is right for them, which alternative will provide them with the highest utility at the lowest cost. Have you not done that? The highest thing when you bought, enrolled, the highest thing that you could get in this environment in which you are, and at what cost? So that's what you need to do. And that's what the Marshallian theory says. And therefore they said that the consumer may not be able to fulfill all his needs because his purchasing power may be a limiting factor. Possible? There are many things which we can't buy because we may not have the money at that time. So what he does, he allocates this money that he would like to spend over different products at different prices and to maximize the utility, also therefore known as the law of equi-marginal utility. For an example, I knew of one guy, he wanted to buy a Honda City. Let's say that was 10 lakhs. I'm just giving an example. Don't hold me for the price that I'm saying, just an example. But then he thought that why will I buy 10 lakhs? My budget is 10 lakhs, I'm willing to spend 10 lakhs. But you know, if I spend 10 lakhs, but I'm going to get the same space and same thing. And I am okay with a Honda or a Tata. Because I love Tata, I have been using Tata vehicles and they are good. And he went in for a Manza, bigger car. So he bought 7.5 lakh. 2.5 lakh rupees he spent by taking all the entire family to, let's say, a Dubai tour. So what he did? He allocates his expenditure over different products at different prices so as to maximize the utility that he has. And this is also known as the law of equi-marginal utility. That's what economic theory suggests. But the economic model of consumer behavior is undimensional. Now, what does this mean? There are some pre-assumptions that are done about buyer behavior. You know what they said? That lower the price of the product, larger will be the quantity bought. So they talked about price effect. Lower the price, larger the quantity bought. The second thing they presumed, higher the purchasing power, higher will be the quantity. They spoke about income effect. The third thing they said, lower the price of a substitute product. What is substitute product? You feel dono same hai. Dono Honda City or Tata Manza, dono same hai. Sorry. So lower the price of the substitute product, lesser the quantity that will be bought of the original product. That was called as substitution effect. Are you clear? Very simple. So I'm trying to make you understand very simply. Higher the promotional expenditure by the organization, higher will be the sale. They said this is communication effect. Promote kiya, bahut aggressively promote kiya product ko. The model indicates how a consumer ought to behave. It does not say how he behaves. What is the difference? Maine socha ki aap aisa behave karenge. Lekin maine ye nahi bola ki aapne kaise behave kiya. So this model therefore cannot be applied to the real world situations because the utility of a product or a service actually cannot be measured. But yes, there is a theory, it's called as economic theory. So the economic models assumes that the market are homogeneous. Homogeneous means sab jagah same hai. But actually, we all know that no market is homogeneous. Markets are heterogeneous, different. And hence, the economic man theory is a myth. Buying process is not always rational. And price is not the only, I'm using the word only, factor of motivation to buy or not to buy. So buying is not always, or it does not always happen at the lowest price. If that would have been the case, ladies and gentlemen, then I'm sure every product or service which was the lowest price would have been the brand leader. But I challenge you that you go and see any product, any service, in any category, any sector, any markets, and you will always find that the brand leader in that category of products is always the highest priced. Telephone, mobile phone, iPhone, Apple, most valuable company, sells at highest price. That's the economic theory.